I am Dr. Quentin Falgu, a board-certified ophthalmologist and have practiced in South Louisiana 35 years. I have performed over 40,000 major eye procedures and lasers. I was the first ophthalmologist to perform phaco emulsification for the removal of cataracts in South Louisiana, and the second in the state to perform phaco emulsification with the implantation of an intraocular lens on a routine basis. I am the first LASIK surgeon in the Homo-Tipito area and have performed over 5,000 laser procedures to correct refractive errors. Many people list fear as their number one concern for not having laser surgery to correct their refractive error. After 10 years since my first laser, which was the Summit laser, the first one approved by the Federal Drug Administration, to my last laser and newest, the most technologically advanced laser in the United States, the Allegretta Eczema by Wavelight, made in Germany. I believe that laser correction surgery is probably as safe or safer than any other common procedure performed in America today. Based on a global scientific study of the literature, over 95% of patients worldwide are satisfied with their vision correction after laser surgery. Many people ask questions like, what if I sneeze or move? The present lasers will not let the patient make a mistake. The newest lasers will cut off if the eye cannot be tracked. Once your eye is back in alignment and it can track you again, it picks up where it left off. So you'll get a perfect laser ablation even though you have interrupted the laser sequence. The Allegretta laser by Wavelight is made in Germany. It is the fastest laser in the United States. It performs wavefront optimized ablations on all patients. In other words, it outperforms all traditional LASIK procedures by the other two most common lasers used here in the United States, which is the Visex S4 and the LADAR Vision. It would behoove all patients to go to their computer and type in wavefront optimized ablation. On page 2, there's an article entitled LA LASIK by David Wallace. Read the comparisons between the three lasers. Another important consideration, besides the equipment, is the supporting staff. Shawnee Neal is my laser vision correction coordinator. She has been with me since my first case. My three surgical technicians have been with me since I began 10 years ago. They have not changed. They are experienced and have done every case, over 5,000, with me. There are certain requirements for my staff to keep their certifications up to date. We pride ourselves on not only fulfilling these requirements, but exceeding them. We accomplished this by sending our staff to continuing education courses all over the country. A question is often asked, how long does it take? The average LASIK procedure in my operating room lasts 30 seconds or less. Now, the patient is in the laser room for 10 to 12 minutes. That is because the preparation and safety checks for the laser and the microkeratome are checked before each and every eye, not just between patients. Everyone who has had a free consultation with Shawnee, my laser correction coordinator, is not a candidate for surgery. Only after an extremely extensive examination can I then advise them whether or not he or she is a good candidate. Good results begin with a qualified candidate. It is very important that a patient chooses an ophthalmologist who he or she can trust to say no if no is the best alternative. Every day, I say no to patients for a variety of reasons. It is also important that a patient picks a doctor who has the expertise to advise and perform other more effective surgical and non-surgical procedures that may be better suited to satisfying the special needs for that individual. Price advertising LASIK as a commodity is wrong. LASIK is not a commodity. It is a surgical procedure and should be considered and approached only from basic science and after an extensive examination.